On this Sunday morning, just after 10 o'clock, it's time to welcome in Wilde Hallahan from SportingACause.com. SportingACause.com is the website where he sets up a blog, but they also have a complete list in chronological order of events that are coming up that are fundraisers, and they're all fundraisers which are somehow connected via sports. And that is SportingACause.com. And let us bring in the man who is coming to the end of a very, very busy weekend, and that is Wilde Hallahan with his Swasa hat on. Good morning, Wilde.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, it has been busy, and I am wearing the Swasa hat today. I'll touch on a couple of other events that of note that should get some mention, and then it's all Swasa and all the drama that surrounded it this week. Yesterday was the Bob and Peg Andrulis Sweetheart Run Walk. This is it's been going on for like 18 years. It's after New Year's Day, when there are several runs. This is really the first run of any size of the new calendar year, and it's a sweetheart run. It's meant to honor Valentine's Day. They had like 300 people there. That's big by local standards, and the proceeds from that go to the Litchfield Community Center. Also going on this weekend, pretty much concurrently with Jump Fest. This is the final day of the Jimmy Welsh hockey tournament up at Berkshire School. It's for youth hockey teams. And the finals will be today, and that benefits the Berkshire Rattlers. It's their major fundraiser. And then it's Jump Fest. If you live around here, you probably can't avoid knowing about the ski jumps and Jump Fest weekend. Weather always plays a role. It's never a sidebar to the Jump Fest story. It's usually a lead story, and this year was no different. The warm temperatures leading up to Jump Fest, it affected our snow a little bit. On Wednesday, that's the day that we call it snowing the towers. That's when we apply the snow to the in-runs, the ramps that the skiers come down. It's always a big deal. It takes a lot of human labor, a dozen to 18 people. And what we do is, especially for the big hill, is we truck snow up to the base of the tower. Men shovel it into an auger, which puts it into a corn blower, a farm tool, that shoves the snow up a 70-foot pipe and it cascades down, and a bunch of people pack it in. Well, the snow was soft when we did that, and what started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon ended up going to 1 o'clock the next morning, because it was somewhat like shoving mashed potatoes through a garden hose. It just didn't work very well, and they had all kinds of problems. But anyway, they got it done, and they covered the towers with insulation and then plastic to guard against warm temperatures and rain. And then on Thursday, the day that the day of the night of the first day of Jump Fest, I'm heading over to the ski hill about 1:30 in the afternoon, and it's pouring out. It's 40 degrees and pouring, absolute downpour. I'm thinking, last I had heard, the event was still on. I couldn't imagine that it would, given the conditions. And we just went about our business, even though it didn't look like there was going to be an event. We went about our work as if it were. And miraculously, as you mentioned earlier, Marshall, the rain turned to snow, the temperatures started to drop, the high winds that are basically a jump killer never appeared, and we were able to hold the event. And as astonishing as that was itself, weather's only half a story when you have people coming to watch. The other half is the perception of weather by the crowds. We figured, all right, we're able to hold this event, but is anybody going to come because of the aforementioned rain and everything? Well, we had a very decent crowd for Friday night. People came, and we were just in awe the whole evening. I think everybody was in awe, whether they were worked for Swasa or came to watch it, that it happened. So anyway, Friday night was great. Yesterday, the weather conditions were perfect. We had, I'm not sure if we're calling it a record crowd, but it's probably close to it. We had at least 1,200 paid, which usually translates into close to 2,400 people total, children who who get in for free and so forth. So it was a big crowd. The conditions were great. The snow conditions were wonderful. And we were happy. And today we're hoping for a similar crowd. You never know. But the conditions are going to be good. Snow is great, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed that people come. Yesterday we a couple cool things happened. Dale Jones, who we all know and love, is our announcer for the jumps. And yesterday at around noon, I guess it was, they give out the awards for the junior jumpers who had jumped earlier in the morning. And as a surprise, we awarded Dale a director's jacket. These are nice parkas that the directors wear. The director's the only ones that can have them. The idea was that we would be visible in crowds if anyone needed to talk to somebody in authority. But we made an exception and awarded Dale a director's jacket. It was a surprise to him. I just took the microphone away from him and addressed the crowd. So that was really nice. And the 25 years or whatever it is that Dale's been our announcer, it was the least we could do. I don't have results of jumping or anything, but another thing of note is SWAS's own Seth Gardner. He's the first local jumper who's gone off the big tower in quite a few years. We've been rebuilding our junior jumpers program for a while, and we've got kids coming along for sure and a nice core of jumpers, but Seth is the first one to go off the big hill, and he had a nice jump yesterday of 65 meters or so very good, and we're proud of Seth, and that was nice to see. And then basically we're on to today, Marshall. The practice starts at 11, the competition starts at 1. This is the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. The kids will be jumping their best today because they've got the most at stake. They're looking for positions on the junior national team. That'll be announced at the end of the competition today. So all systems are go. It's been a stressful and drama-filled week, but we're pulling it off. It's the first, actually, this will be the first year in several that we haven't lost at least one of the 3 days to weather of one form or another, either rain or a blizzard or super, super cold temperatures. So what wasn't looking too good a week ago is now looking very good, and we're truly grateful. For the weather gods, they taketh away, and then they give it back, and just in time.
Well, what was interesting about the wind, our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, was talking about it on Friday, and he said there's going to be one place over the northeast where there's going to be like a funnel from the clouds, and when the cold front comes in, that's the place that's going to get winds that are 40 to 50 miles an hour. What happened to be about 30 miles to the south and about 10 miles to the actually east of us where it happened, where they got substantial winds in Connecticut. It was so lucky.
It was, yeah. In the paper you saw pictures of trees down and so forth in other areas, and yeah, we were just insulated from all that for whatever meteorological reason. We were blessed for sure.
Now, I also was checking the of course, you folks, when the camera that you have out there, I was checking it, and I was amazed at, A, how much snow stayed up on that hill with no problem, but then how you guys got to work once again and got everything set for Friday night. That must have been a ton of work.
It was a lot of work, and then it wasn't really over yet, because after the competition yesterday, or a Friday night rather, they had a lot of re-grooming to do. So they were up late Friday night too. It was a lot of those guys didn't get a lot of sleep.
So explain to the people that are listening, on Saturday it's the Salisbury Invitational, and then it's the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. What is the difference between those two days?
Sure. The Salisbury Invitational is basically SWAS's own tournament.
Okay.
It's an official tournament for sure, and the trophies are our own. There are several Sherwood trophies for different categories, and it's pretty prestigious because Salisbury is held in high regard in the ski jumping world around the country, not just in the East. So what happens in SWASA is important, and the Salisbury Invitational is an important jump. We have the same jumpers. The same jumpers are competing Friday night, which is more of a fun thing. and Saturday and Sunday. Now, the Sunday's jump is of different importance. The kids who are jumping there are looking for increasing their or improving their standings to try to make the junior national team, which is a couple steps below the Olympics. This is as the name implies, it's a national event. This is the Eastern version. There are five divisions. Of course, we're the Eastern one, and they're looking to make the junior national team in the Eastern Division, which is highly regarded in the whole scheme of things too. At the Sochi Olympics in Russia, the three out of the four Americans who had places on the Olympic team were from the East, and all three of them had jumped in Salisbury. We watched them grow up. So, you know, when I'm promoting Jump Fest and I'm saying you will see future Olympians, it's not just a hollow hype. It's definitely true. You will see future Olympians. They're that good, and they're that good here in the East.
Well, it's Jump Fest, and it wraps up today. Now, 11 o'clock is when the practice starts, and you take a break at noon for lunch, right?
Yep.
And then at 1 o'clock, the opening. What's great about this, I love the opening ceremonies. I mean, we haven't even talked about that. It feels like you're at an Olympic event when the ski jumpers are announced.
I know, and I've never witnessed them, believe it or not. Depending on what your job is at Jump Fest, you know, sometimes you just never get to see jumps. And I always, because it's tickets, I'm selling tickets along with a bunch of others, and we're in full ticket selling mode at that point. So, you know, we might hear some sounds through the trees or the national anthem through the hemlocks, but never witnessed it. But I've heard it's impressive.
Cowbells,
yes, all the cowbells. Those we sell those there. The Eastern Ski Jumping, that's our governing body, sells them as a fundraiser, and everybody buys them, and everybody rings them, and that's the show of appreciation for outdoor winter sports, just because... It's hard to clap when you got mittens on, or it certainly isn't very impressive to hear, but the cowbells are, and the athletes love it, and the crowd loves it too, and it's just it's a fun atmosphere. Hope your listeners can come out today. There's no flurries in the air, but that's not going to hinder anything. It's going to be a good day to jump and a good day to watch it.
All right, Willie, thanks for the update, and thanks to everybody over at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association for what they do in getting these things on, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Okay, Marshall, thanks so much. Take care.